Well, good morning. It is March 15th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. A little less rainy today, a little more snowy today out here on the back porch, but beautiful nonetheless. Praise God for His creation. But that said, today on the 15th, we are going to be picking up in Exodus 26. We're going to continue through the Gospel of John, chapter 5. We're going to read Proverbs, chapter 2. And then we're going to start the book of Galatians. So let's get into the word today. Exodus chapter 26. I'm sorry. 26 today. Exodus 26. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen, and blue and purple and scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be joined to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be joined to one another. You shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain of the first set, and likewise you shall make them on the edge of the curtain in the uttermost in the second set. You shall make 50 loops in one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is in the second set. The loops shall be opposite each other, and you shall make 50 clasps of gold and join the curtains to one another with the clasps so that the tabernacle will be a unit. Then you shall make curtains of goat hair for a tent over the tabernacle, and you shall make 11 curtains in all. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. And 11 curtains shall have the same measurements. You shall join 5 curtains by themselves, and the other 6 curtains by themselves, and you shall double over the 6th curtain in the front of the tent. And you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the first set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, and you shall put the clasps into the loops and join the tent together so that it will be a unit. The overlapping part that is left over in the curtain of the tent, the half curtain that is left over, shall lap over the back of the tabernacle. The cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other of what is left over in the length of the curtain of the tent shall lap over the sides of the tabernacle on one side and on the other to cover it. You shall make a covering for the tent of ram skin dyed red and covering of porpoise skins above. Then you shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of each board and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. And there shall be 2 tenons for each board fitted to one another, and thus you shall do for all the boards of the tabernacle. You shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side. You shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under the one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under the another board for the 2 tenons. And the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, 20 boards, and the 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under the board, then 2 sockets under another board. For the rear of the tabernacle to the west, you shall make 6 boards, and you shall make 2 boards up for the corners of the tabernacle at the rear. And they shall be doubled beneath, and together they shall be complete to its top, to the first ring, and thus it shall be with both of them. They shall form the 2 corners, and there shall be 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under the one board, and 2 sockets on another board. Then you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle from the rear side to the west. The middle bar in the center of the boards shall pass through from end to end. You shall overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold, and then you shall erect the tabernacle according to its plan, which you have been shown in the mountain. You shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, and it shall be made with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman, and you shall hang it on 4 pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, their hooks also being gold, on the 4 sockets of silver. You shall hang up the veil under the clasps, and shall bring in the ark of the testimony there within the veil, and the veil shall serve for you as a partition between the holy place and the holy of holies. And you shall put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony in the holy of holies. And you shall set the table outside the veil, and the lampstand opposite the table on the side of the tabernacle towards the south. And you shall put the table on the north side. And you shall make a screen for the doorway of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. And you shall make five pillars of acacia wood from the screen and overlay them with gold, their hooks also being gold. And you shall cast five sockets of bronze for them. That was Exodus 26. Let's move on over to the Gospel of John chapter 5. The Gospel of John chapter 5 today. Gospel of John chapter 5. John chapter 5. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in, was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet and walk." And immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk. Now, it was the Sabbath on that day, and so the Jews were saying to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet." But he answered them, "He who made me well was the one who said to me, 'Pick up your pallet and walk.'" And they asked him, "Who is this man who said to you, 'Pick up your pallet and walk'?" But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. And afterwards Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. And for this reason the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But he answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." For this reason, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. And therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will marvel. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes. For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all will honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself, and he gave him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come forth, those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies of me, and I know that the testimony which he gives about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. But the testimony which I receive is not from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was the lamp that was burning and shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony which I have is greater than the testimony of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, testify about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has testified of me. And you have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. You do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe him who sent whom he sent. You search the scriptures, because you think in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me. And you are unwilling to come to me so that you might have life. I do not receive glory from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? That was John chapter 5. Let's move on over to Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2 today. Proverbs 2. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity and every good course. For wisdom will enter your hearts, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the paths of life. And so you will walk in the way of a good man and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. That was Proverbs 2. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to start the book of Galatians today. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1 today. Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not sent from men, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, so that he might rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of God the Father, to whom be the glory forevermore. Amen. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you have received, he is to be accursed. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still striving to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former manner of life in Judaism, how I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure and try to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my countrymen, being more extremely zealous for my ancestral traditions. But when God, who had set me apart, even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away to Arabia and returned once more to Damascus. Then 3 years later I went up to Jerusalem to become acquainted with Cephas, and stayed with him for 15 days. But I did not see any other of the apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now in what I am writing to you, I assure you before God that I am not lying. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. I was still unknown by sight to the churches of Judea which were in Christ, but only they kept hearing, he who once persecuted us is now preaching the faith with which he once tried to destroy, and they were glorifying God because of me. Well, amen. That was our reading today for March 15, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Thanks again for joining me. Stick with it. And again, we are approaching the first 100th day, the 100th day of Bible reading, the first prize that I will be giving out. And so I'm looking forward to that. But that said, stick with it, and we'll continue to develop the true prize, which is the discipline of reading the Bible every single day. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. Lord, I thank you that, like Paul, you saved us, that you changed us from the inside out. You caused us to be born again. And Lord, our desire is to live for you today. And I pray that would be true of my brothers and sisters. I pray that that would be true of myself. I pray, God, that you would get all of the glory from this day. Lord, I do pray for our time tonight, Lord, as a church family. Lord, I pray already for our teen club and Olympians and our ladies ministry starting a new study tonight, and as well as the discipleship class. I pray, God, that all of these things would go smoothly, God, that they would be a benefit to everyone who partakes. Lord, we love you, and we give you the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.